Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. Issuesetc.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
I want to
Christian God is the one and only true living God, the creator of heaven and the universe. Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ.
I agree, Jesus Christ is the Lord. I believe in that.
Both as an American and as a Christian, I am going to stand with Israel.
Their theology, in part, is disregarding their Christian brothers and sisters. I met some of these Palestinian Christians and got to know them. They're delightful people, and they feel totally overlooked by their Christian brothers and sisters in the U.S.
Honestly, I think 30 years from now, it's the marriage redefiners who are going to look like knuckleheads.
I'm Derek, the tea guy from Seward, Nebraska, who drives his truck through Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan, and I rock Issues Etc. the whole way.
Did you see this? It was this morning on Good Morning America, a little feature on a starlet, a young television personality in her early 30s. She's decided, kind of in a prominent way, with Dr. Drew, this celebrity doctor who has his own program on television as well, to take some of her eggs, not the eggs you find in the refrigerator, but some of her own eggs, and freeze them for future reproduction. I don't know if she's met Mr. Right or not. That's not really clear from the story, but it's not time for her yet. And she's afraid because women's fertility does tend to fall off after age 40 or so pretty precipitously, that she won't have the eggs when she needs them. And she doesn't need them now. And she doesn't want to use them now. So she's saving them for later. What do you make of that? We're not talking about freezing embryos. We're talking about women freezing eggs, but putting off childbearing until, well, to be quite honest, they want to, or it's more convenient. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. on this Tuesday afternoon. It's the 27th of September. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse joins us here in the first few minutes to react to that story on Good Morning America. After that, some audio open lines. There's a New Jersey church that, well, they took the offering, as churches usually do. Then they offered the people an opportunity to take from the offering. There were envelopes with, I think, $10, $20, and $50 bills in there. Everyone was to take one and then go make the world a better place. What do you make of that? We'll get your reaction, your questions, and your comments during audio open lines in about 10 minutes here on Issues Etc. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE. Talkback at issuesetc.org is our in-studio email address, talkback at issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, at issuesetc, or you can leave questions or comments for audio open lines in a few minutes here on that church, allowing people to take money out of the offering plate, at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. And we'll round off today's Hour of Issues Etc. with Dr. Nathan Jastrom. The Dead Sea Scrolls have been available to scholars. Now they're available to you online. We'll see what he thinks about that. Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse is founding president of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she's author of the book Smart Sex and Love in Economics. Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, Todd. How are you?
Doing well. It is a little concerning. I have kind of a vague feeling of unease when I hear this story about this young lady in her early 30s freezing her eggs for later. What message has she and other young women heard that make them think it's necessary or better to wait to use those eggs?
Well, what she's heard is not as interesting as what she hasn't heard. I mean, what she's heard, obviously, is you get to do whatever you want, and that the body is not a constraint, and that the normal cycles of the human body and human fertility need not constrain you in any way. You get to do what you want. But the more interesting question is, what has she not heard? What she has not heard is that artificially stimulating your hormones in order to produce a bunch of eggs that you can harvest artificially, that those hormones are themselves dangerous to the woman's body. That, in fact, that process has not been thoroughly studied. Our mutual friend Jennifer Lowell has produced a whole documentary on this subject egg donors, which would include somebody like this nice lady who's basically donating an egg to herself, that the long-term medical consequences to the egg donor have not been studied at all. So she's just taken an unknown risk for herself. The other thing she hasn't heard is she hasn't heard that there are risks to children of IVF, that there are medical risks associated with that, and that doesn't get talked about in the media. And she hasn't heard very many reports about 50-year-old women trying to chase little toddlers around who are exhausted, frankly, by trying to chase little toddlers around. I mean, I happen to have read this in the course of other things that I do, but you know, the idea that when you're 50 years old, you're going to be the mother to a brand new baby, that's a possibility for this nice young model now for her to contemplate. But nobody has ever told her what that will really mean when she's 50 years old to have a brand new baby running around. So there are a whole series of things that she hasn't heard. And the things she hasn't heard are just as significant as the things that she has been hearing. And so by not reporting on those things, the media and the whole, you know, sort of sexual revolution establishment is systematically biasing people's decision-making simply by overlooking information that should be reported if you were going to be fully informed.
We recently had a guest on who had written extensively about barrenness, about infertility, and one of the insights that she offered here on the air I thought was brilliant. She said one of the big myths that impact people who are unable to have children all the time is that you should be able to control this. Shouldn't
yep.
medicine have a way of controlling this? And she says really the control issue pervades the way we think about reproduction, not only for barren people, but for all of us. It sounds like this young starlet simply wants to exercise some control.
Absolutely. Your guest, whoever she is brilliant. I mean, because she's absolutely right that that's the key issue, that we started off with the idea that we have reproductive autonomy, which originally meant only the right to say no. You know, I'm entitled to say no to a baby through abortion or contraception. And now we have that idea has morphed into the idea that we're entitled to have a baby. We're entitled to a positive right whenever we want to on our schedule. We're entitled to have a baby. Well, that actually isn't how it works. And even the science guys know that that's not how it works. The infertility industry is notoriously inaccurate in its claims for how helpful they actually are. So, again, I don't think there's very much regulation, not that I know of, in terms of them reporting what actually are your odds in your particular situation. What are your odds of actually taking home a baby? You know, they'll tell you all kinds of numbers about, you know, how often does a baby get conceived and how often does an embryo implant. But the number you really want to know is how often does a woman take home a baby, actually take home a baby. And it really takes some while to get around to tell you that. It's not that great. The odds are not all that great, you know. Your previous guest's insight that this is all about control and that we're entitled to control, that is a brilliant insight. And the plain fact of the matter is that if you enter into parenthood with the idea that you're going to be in control of everything, you've got a big surprise waiting for you, because once that baby's born, you're out of the driver's seat almost completely, you know. So I've always said that infertility was an excellent preparation for parenthood. In my case, it certainly was.
What is the idea here? And I guess I'm trying to encapsulate how she must be thinking. She's thinking, look, I got to prioritize my life. And
yep.
right now I'm successful. Right now I'm in front of the cameras. Right now time is of the essence. And, you know, especially with the women who appear from the camera, they have a shelf life. I mean, to be quite
yep.
honest, most of them do. And she's saying, well, I'm just putting first things first. How would you respond to her?
I think that is one of the saddest things that is happening to women in our culture, that a young woman should think that her shelf life should be measured in terms of her beauty and her earning power, and not in terms of her ability to love and be loved and to bring forth new life. The point of being beautiful and attractive is to be able to attract someone to give themselves to you so that you can give yourselves to them, so that the two of you together can create new life. That's the point of female beauty. That's the whole point of it. You know, it's not to make money. It's not to make money for the networks or for yourself or to titillate people and get men sexually aroused and then walk away from them. That's not the point of female beauty and attractiveness. And so I think it's unbelievable, really, that women should feel that way about themselves and about their own bodies. And it's a tragic loss for women's authentic understanding of themselves and their beauty. Because the fact is, as you say, all of us women eventually lose our looks. You know, that's just a fact. We're all going to lose our looks. But if you're married to a man who loves you, and if you have grown together in love over that period of time, by the time you lose your looks, you are irreplaceable to him because you are his one and only wife and his bride, and you're still beautiful to him. And I think every woman would like to feel beautiful all the way to her deathbed, you know. And it's only, I think, inside marriage that that's really possible, that your husband can see you as beautiful in a way that who cares whether the people on the other side of the camera think you're beautiful? You know, who cares about what a bunch of strangers think? The possibility of authentic personal love is what we're cutting ourselves off from when we buy into this celebrity culture that this poor girl has bought into.
Folks, you can stay informed. Check out the website and the blog for the Ruth Institute. You'll find links at issuesetc.org. Go to the Listen on Demand page. Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse is founding president of the Ruth Institute, based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities. She's author of the book Smart Sex and Love in Economics. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thanks, Todd.
When we come back, it's Audio Open Lines. We'll listen to CNN. A New Jersey church is allowing people to take money out of the offering plate. Your phone calls, your email, your comments after this.
Whether you are just starting or have played your entire life, Oak Brook Golf Club in Edwardsville is your home for golf. Our 27-hole layout, fair prices, and award-winning staff, and ever-improving course conditions make your decision easy. We have always been family-owned at Oak Brook, and golf is our business. Our PGA staff offers leagues, instruction, camps, a senior scramble, and our family special where kids play free. Oak Brook Golf Club, 618-656-5600 or oakbrookgc.com.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start. The foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House. Listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House. cph.org.
Where Christianity meets culture, you're listening to Issues, Etc.
Steadfast Lutherans, people who believe that traditional Lutheran preaching, liturgy, and hymnody continue to deliver Christ crucified for sinners today. The Reformation attempted to return the Church's focus on what we do for God back to a focus on what God does for us, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. Some things never change. The Gospel is still under attack from inside and outside the Church. To see how Lutheran doctrine and practice preserve the Gospel, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
Thanks for sending us your email. Having produced Issues, Etc. for more than 15 years, I can tell you that we've never received email response like this. Unfortunately, we simply can't reply to all of your email. So here's a way that I can almost guarantee a response to your question or comment. Call the Issues, Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. It's available for your questions or comments 24/7, 618-223-8384.